today we start a new £10 a day investing challenge over the next 30 days to see how all of this investing stuff works. Whilst I have my own investment portfolio already, I'm doing this to show investing beginners how they can start investing with a small and manageable amount of money in order to build momentum for the future. Now, with any investment, I don't have a crystal ball, so I have no idea what's going to happen over the next 30 days. I certainly don't think it will be a walk in the park by any stretch, because historically speaking, both August and admittedly September are both pretty poor performing months in the stock market. So with lots of political uncertainty, changing interest rates, along with talk of a potential stock market crash just around the corner, hopefully it'll give us a lot to talk about, but let's see how much progress that we can make in one single month. But just before we begin, regardless of whether I achieve my goal of profitability this month, just remember that investing is always for the long term. And we'll talk a little bit more about why that's so important throughout the course of the month, because in truth, that's where the best results will come from. Now, to begin this challenge, I first need to decide what to invest in, and this can be quite the overwhelming question for investing beginners. Do you invest in growth stocks, dividend stocks, the Mag 7 stocks, ETFs, bonds, gold, and the list goes on? Now, of course, that will be individual to you and your personal circumstances, but for me right now, personally, I'm largely diversified across the US stock market, and my portfolio is based on my own risk appetite and my investment objectives, which of course may differ to yours. But one of the main components of my portfolio is actually something called an S&P 500 ETF. Essentially, it just mirrors the top 500 companies in the United States of America. Now, over on Trading 212, my position is valued at about £18,000. But I guess one may argue that I'm far too concentrated in the US stock market. So today I've took the decision to invest globally, meaning I get exposure to all of the different geographical locations around the world, from the US to Japan, the UK, China, France, Canada, India, Switzerland, and many others. Now, the fund that's allowing me to do this is something called a FTSE All World ETF, which has a 5-year rate of return of just over 60%. But of course, do bear in mind, past performance isn't always indicative of future results, and of course, your capital is at risk when you're investing. Now, this fund that I'm specifically investing into is actually a Vanguard UK fund, but I'm actually going to invest in that fund over on Trading 212 instead. And there's three very specific reasons as to why I'm going to do this. Number one, I prefer the platform. It's the one I use for my own personal investment portfolio. Two, I can actually buy the Vanguard fund cheaper on Trading 212 than I can over on Vanguard UK, because I avoid paying any account fees. Thirdly, because I'm only investing £10 a day, I actually need to buy something called fractional shares within this fund. And I can do that over on Trading 212, but unfortunately on Vanguard UK, I can't. Now, fractional units or fractional shares is where you buy a portion of a whole share for as little as a pound. So you don't need to buy the whole share all at the same time, which is good for me because this fund specifically is currently priced at just over £100 a share. So it means I can build up the portfolio in bite-sized chunks, which is great if you're just starting out investing and only have a small amount of money to invest. Now, to help you guys get started, Trading 212 have kindly offered all of my subscribers one free share valued up to £100 when you click on the link down in the description below. Or alternatively, if you've opened an account with Trading 212 in the past 10 days, you can enter the promo code Mitch and still claim that one free share valued up to £100. And all you need to do is just deposit £1 into the account. So let's start off by making that first £10 investment, and I'll check back in with you guys in a few days' time. Well, what a day in the market it's been, guys. The Nifty 225 sold off by 12.4%. That's the biggest sell-off that it's seen since Black Monday back in 1987. That caused broad market sell-offs across Europe and into the US market as well, with the S&P 500 also being down, having its worst day since 2022, and is actually now entering into a correction territory, being down at about 8% from all-time highs. I'll be heading back to the office later on today, and I'll give you a full update on exactly what's happened and where we kind of go from here.
2 hours later.
So what exactly triggered this huge market sell-off? Well, you probably already know by now, but let me just touch upon a couple of things. Firstly, there was a rise in the recession risk from the US economy due to unfavorable employment data. But the biggest story, which I believe is number two, which is the carry trade. To explain exactly what this is, I'll try and keep things brief and non-technical, but whilst the Western world was dealing with high levels of inflation and rising interest rates, Japan, on the other hand, were not. In actual fact, rates in Japan remained extremely low, pretty much close to zero, and as a result, this opened up an opportunity for something called interest rate arbitrage. And what big fund managers thought was a great idea was to go over to the Japanese bankers and say, "Excuse me, I would love to borrow a little bit of money from you because interest rates were low, and then they took that money and decided to invest it into US risk assets. Now, to kind of put this into context, let's say that you could borrow money from a Japanese banker at a 1.5% interest rate, and you could invest that money in a low-risk treasury yield paying like 5%. Well, you would have netted off 3.5% in pretty easy money. But as with fund managers, they love to take a little bit of risk. And as a result, not everybody was investing into low-risk treasury yields. Let's say, hypothetically, one investor borrowed $1,000 worth of Japanese yen, and then they took that money and put it all into Tesla stock. Problem here being, Tesla stock has actually sold off the best part of 20% in the past month, meaning that $1,000 that you initially borrowed is now worth just $800, meaning you now only have $800 to repay that $1,000 loan that you've borrowed from the Japanese bank. But of course, some investors don't just do things simplistically, and instead, some investors take out something called margin. Now, margin trading allows investors to control larger positions by using a smaller amount of capital, which is great when things go good, but not so great when things go wrong. Now, in our example, let's say that we had 2x margin, meaning our $200 loss now turns into a $400 loss, leaving you with just $600 of your initial $1,000. But to compound all of this, the United States dollar also lost 10% of its value against the Japanese yen during the same time period, meaning your $1,000 loan is now going to cost you $1,100 in order to repay it. Meaning after all that, one bad trade resulted in you having just $600 to repay your $1,100 loan. All of a sudden, what was supposed to be a strategy of easy money turned into margin calls left, right, and center, and positions being liquidated. This is essentially what's called the carry trade, just gone bad. And it certainly impacted global markets today. We are only 5 days into the challenge at this point, and already it's already going against us. So it may be quite difficult to actually turn a profit later on this month. But it just goes to show what the market can throw at you literally at any time, and you must be both mentally and financially prepared for that. So I was just reflecting on what happened in the markets over the course of the past couple of days, because the markets have actually recovered strangely a little bit quicker than I actually thought that they would. And because of that, I think there's really two really, really important learnings that we can actually take from this. Firstly, the importance of geographic diversification. The Japanese stock market, of course, fell hard. And other stock markets did too, but just not quite as bad. But my Japanese exposure is only the equivalent to 6.1% within this fund. So actually, whilst Japan performed extremely poorly, the others didn't perform as bad, and therefore the downside risk on my portfolio was certainly minimized. I'm actually down only a couple of percentage points, whilst the Japanese market is down 12 percentage points. Secondly, the importance of time diversification. If I put my full investment budget for the year into the market on one single day, well, today I would have had quite the problem. It would have been quite the tough pill to swallow, seeing the value of my investments absolutely plummet. And that is absolutely the worst case scenario for any investor starting out with a good material amount of money. However, it's one of the reasons that I personally invest during regular time intervals instead. So I spread my investments out over time. In depressed markets, it means I can lower my average purchase price on the shares that I'm buying. And then in up cycles, yes, I'm going to pay a little bit more, but I can kind of enjoy that momentum as we see it. Now, in this challenge, of course, we're buying into the market daily. And normally, based on my own personal investment strategy, I typically buy into the market on a monthly basis because that's what suits me and my own personal circumstances. But you can choose what best suits you in terms of how much you invest and when you invest, just based on your own personal circumstances. So what felt like was going to be a little bit of a struggle has now taken a little bit of a positive turn. I've just seen an article that the S&P 500 is actually up 2.3% today after some encouraging employment data has come out. Also, the VIX index, which is kind of like a stock market volatility index, has also calmed down a little bit too after having a heart attack just last week, having risen well over 100%. So I hope that this isn't just the calm before the storm, but I guess we'll only have to wait and find out. For now though, the routine investment continues and we'll have to see where we are in a couple of days' time. After seeing such volatility in the market since we started out this challenge, it kind of got me thinking, well, what would the value of every pound invested today be worth at some point in the future? After all, it's important to remember why we're all investing, even in times where the market might not be all too favourable. So I ran the numbers, and what I'm about to explain next really does highlight the fact that it doesn't really matter what happens today, next week, next month, or even next year when you look at an investment portfolio from a much longer time horizon. So there are a few variables that we need to consider here. Firstly, the fund that we're investing in has historical 10-year returns of 89.23%, which actually worked out to be a compounded annual growth rate of 6.58%. And that is inclusive of the dividends that have been paid out too, which as of right now are being paid out with a yield of 1.54%. Plugging all of those numbers into a compound calculator, it means the value of £1 invested today in 40 years from now would be valued at £13.80, which is pretty phenomenal stuff. But here is the value of a pound invested over different time periods, just to give you a little bit more context. So it doesn't matter whether you're investing for 5, 10 or 50 years, the chances are the value of a pound invested is better than not invested, instead of just being sat around getting eroded by inflation. Okay, so latest position is the UK inflation data came out today at 2.2%. This was 20 basis points higher than the Bank of England target inflation rate. And that was just a couple of weeks after the central bank actually started to reduce interest rates. But with that, markets have still reacted positively this morning, with the FTSE 100 actually being up 0.5%, and the FTSE 250 being in a very similar position. The UK market does only make up about 3.6% of the market allocation of this fund, so it's some positive upside, but only against a small weighting. The Bank of England have come out and said, though, that they do expect inflation to continue to rise to 2.75% in the back end of this year. So I guess this rise in inflation data is certainly within their forecasts. As a result of this, the portfolio has pushed slightly higher this morning, and we're actually now up about 2% on my position. Momentum now seems to have changed in our favour, but let's see how we get on in a few days' time.
Okay, so you guys join me from a chateau somewhere in France, where I've been spending the past week or so, just having a bit of a holiday. And in terms of what's been going on in the stock market, well, there's not been a huge amount actually to update you guys on whatsoever. Stock market's kind of rebounded quite nicely and actually has just been seeing consecutive days of positive momentum. And I guess that kind of just goes to show that actually, you know, when you are investing in the stock market, generally it's a case of just set it and forget it and make your investments monthly, quarterly, whenever it is that you invest in the market. And there's not really a huge amount else that you really need to do from kind of a long-term passive investing strategy perspective, if you like. I've still been investing my £10 a day into the stock market whilst wandering around Disney theme parks and that kind of stuff. And just to see how this challenge is going to play out over the course of that kind of 30-day period or so. But for the most part, nothing to really update you guys on this week. So with that said, I'll see you guys in a couple of days with the next update. Catch you in a bit.
Right, I've now returned from my Disney trip, so now let's talk a little bit about financial markets. Most of Wall Street must have been on holiday too, because the markets, generally speaking, have just been ticking along quite nicely over the past week or so, to the point where US markets have had their fourth straight winning month, which is obviously a big chunk of this all-world fund. The Nikkei 225 has recovered 22.8%, actually finishing the month in the green, and I certainly didn't think I was going to say that at the start of the month. And then finally, the FTSE 100 even managed to scrape in a green month, being up 0.1%. So all in all, how did I do? Did I achieve my goal of profitability from investing £10 a day throughout the course of the past month? Well, let's take a look together. So just scrolling down on the portfolio, you can see my Vanguard FTSE All World Fund. We've got 1.926963 of a share. We have invested just £200 into the portfolio, where we are now up 1.46%, the equivalent to £2.92. This was just a small start of a broader investing journey, just to show you guys what's possible. And hopefully it also demonstrates just how much markets can change throughout the course of just a single month. We were certainly in the most darkest of days in the stock market, days that we haven't seen for many, many decades, and then by the end of the month, well, things were now suddenly in the green again. And what I hope that demonstrates is that investing really isn't that scary after all, providing that you're well diversified and you're certainly in it for the long term. If we're able to fast forward a few years and look at a position like my S&P 500 ETF, just as an example, well, that's worth now well over £18,000, with close to £3,000 worth of unrealized profit. And that was all from just starting out small. So go and create your own investing plan in order to get yourself started out investing. And whilst you're kind of thinking about that, I also recently made a video on the top tips and tricks over on the Trading 212 app. So if you do want to check that out in order to help you get started investing, then be sure to click on that video next. With that being said, I'll see you over in the next one.